Running the numbers, free sound effects, and a last 5 and 5 on this episode number 97 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I am Dave Jackson, and our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to take your podcast to the next level, if you're just looking to get started into podcasting, come check out our step-by-step tutorials and our hundreds of resources. If you'd like to contact me, very easy. Simply email me, dave at schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments on the Call 8 toll-free number. It's 888-563-3228. And you can get your own toll-free number. Simply go over to podcastvoicemail.com. On the show today, I'm going to talk a little bit about numbers, just some things I've been trying, and yeah, I was like kind of surprised. We've got a last 5 and 5 from Daniel Johnson Jr. from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, and that man is everywhere. Every time I turn around, there's Daniel Johnson Jr. from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. So he's doing that promotion thing. And, you know, there's enough times when it comes to promotion, some people are like, well, you know, does it really matter if I do this? Do I really, you know, realize that about the 7th time somebody sees your podcast name, they're going to go, you know what? I'm going to go listen to that. So don't get discouraged if you're trying to build that audience and it just seems like the numbers aren't growing fast enough. Sometimes it just takes that 7th, 8th time for your podcast to get in front of somebody before they go, you know, I'm going to give that one a shot. So hang in there when it comes to promoting your podcast. So thanks for tuning in. Enough of my rambling. Let's get to the good stuff, shall we? All right, well, one of the things I wanted to do is one of the things I do with the School of Podcasting, obviously things, it's a little different than maybe what you're doing, is I have my podcast. Technically, it's at schoolofpodcasting.net. It's a Libsyn site. It's one of the I have a lot of different podcasts, and this is one where I'm just using Libsyn only. Why do I do that? Because I want to know what it's like for somebody who just uses Libsyn. So this is the podcast where I just use Libsyn. If you want to use Libsyn, go over to uselibsyn. That's libsyn.com. And you can see what I'm talking about. Or you can go to schoolofpodcasting.net. But as a branding thing, okay, here we go with that little marketing thing. I wanted to keep my website, schoolofpodcasting.com, in front of people's minds. So that's why you hear me now say Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, what that does is I've set up my email to forward to my Gmail account, which I check everywhere. If you go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, I thought that then really, technically, that transfers over to my Libsyn account. But again, I want to keep that schoolofpodcasting.com in front of people because that's kind of the basis of this podcast, obviously to teach you about podcasting and give you my insights on marketing and promotion and things like that. But also, obviously, I'm using this here so in hopes that you'll want to start a podcast and go over to schoolofpodcasting.com. So I went over, I've been doing this since April of 2007, good old shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. I don't put that link really anywhere. It's not at it might be in a couple of last shows when we talked about how your blog can get posted throughout the internet. But really, the only place I mention it is here in this show, shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And I thought, you know, I wonder if anybody's really typing that in. Well, since April, 100 people have gone to. So if you ever wonder if you mention something in your podcast, are people really going to type it in? And I think as long as you keep it somewhat easy to remember, like shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, they will. Now, if I made it, you know, go to my show notes dot, you know, schoolofpodcasting.com/, you know, podcast.htm, that wouldn't work. You know, so you got to keep it easy. And so if you're wondering about that, that was, that's one little number. I thought, well, I apparently people are doing that. So, because sometimes, you know, obviously people listen online, and you can listen online at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can click on the little button in the upper right-hand corner. But, you know, sometimes I mention something like we've been talking about one-to-onepodcasting.com. You only have a few more weeks if you want to sign up for that. That's 2 shows ago with Paul Culligan. So if you want more information about it, you can just go to one-to-onepodcasting, or you can check shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, something else I've been playing with is Boy, it's been a while since when this first came out. There was a service called Voice. Let me get there. VoiceIndigo.com. And this is a way for you to put a button on your website and people can send your podcast to their phone. And with the iPhone going ballistic, people can actually, you know, and I thought, well, is anybody really, I mean, come on, who's listening to a podcast on a phone? Well, in April, 47 people did. And in fact, as I checked my stats, I think the lowest number I had was 15 people are using this Mobilize feature on my website. Now, kind of the downside of that, I've never done this myself, and I believe this company maybe, I'm not sure, but I know they have the right, if they want to put an advertisement at the beginning of my podcast. Now, at the time, you guys know me, I always like to play with the tools and see if they work and things like that. So that would be, I see there's a way for them to pay me via PayPal in that service. So it's been so long ago since I signed up with them, I kind of forget the details of it. But I did go in today and check, and like I said, the lowest I think was 15, and I think the highest was 47 people had blasted my podcast to their phone. And speaking of that, obviously the iPhone has come out, and everybody's going insane about that. I have not bought an iPhone. And Chris Penn from the Financial Aid Podcast has put together a podcaster kit for the iPhone. And basically what this does is it makes a... because what it is people can surf the internet on the iPhone, but it's a different kind of screen. And so Chris has made this file that you can use to make a website that's designed to be viewed via Firefox, via Safari, which is the browser, basically, that's on the iPhone. And so if you want that, I have a link to it out in the show notes, or you can just go to Financial Aid Podcast. It's probably right there on the front page. Let me see if I go to Financial Aid Podcast. It's a link he did recently. You know, you could do a search on his site. I'll just have a link to it, again, at the show notes, at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. So that's something as... I'm not sure what the total numbers are in terms of how many iPhones were sold, but everything is going to the phone. I actually just did a podcast where people can now sell things without cash, without credit cards, if it's a digital product, via your phone. That's it. It's for musicians primarily is what I was doing it for, but textmytunes.com, if you want to sell your podcast, I guess you could do that at textmytunes.com. So that's just some numbers I was playing with. So I thought it was interesting that, you know, 100 people have used my show notes link, and I'm having at least 15 to 47 people using my phone, my Mobilizer link on my website. So some insights. What are you guys finding? Are you doing anything, any tests with your podcast that you're going, that's interesting? I want to know, how much is it to advertise on a billboard? I've never done that. Don't even know where to start looking, but I guess I'll ask my good friend Google. Speaking of good friends, here is Daniel Johnson Jr. of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. You can find that at JIMM, as in Journey Inside My Mind podcast.com. He's got our last five in five.
Hi, Dave Jackson. This is Dan Johnson from Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, calling from the. For your School of Podcasting's morning announcements, last five in five. I am on the road, heading south, bound on I-75 back from Dayton to Cincinnati. And I was, of course, number five was listening to your School of Podcasting's morning announcements, where you said you needed more last five in five. And then that before that, I was listening to Total Picture Radio. It's a business interviewing type of podcast where Peter Clayton interviews business leaders about different aspects of business. Design is like a career type of thing. Find it at totalpicture.com. And then before that, I was listening, once I was in the office, I was listening to the Chillcast with Angie B. Angie B.com. ANJIBEE.com. And let's see. Before that, I was listening to the Red Light Zone with Lynn Parsons. And I think that's at Lynn Parsons, LynnParsons.net /Red Light Zone. But I'm sure if you go to LynnParsons.net, you'll be able to find the link there. Lynn Parsons would be the British equivalent of Angie B, in my opinion. And then before that, I think I was listening to an episode of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast with this guy named Dan Johnson. I was listening to an episode called Super Chill Mix, episode 51. You can find that at jimmpodcast.com. Thanks, Dave. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dan. Really do. Now, here's something that somebody was trying to... We had this discussion. I was having this discussion with my girlfriend that podcasting can be addicting because I'm trying to get her addicted, trying to get her to do a nursing podcast. But anyway, that's another story. But if you think about it, people in Vegas get addicted because it's that random hit. I studied this in psychology. It's one of the reasons it's addicting. You have this random hit. It could happen at any time. So help podcasting be addicting. Call my show, call any show you want. If you listen to a podcast today, contact the podcaster because that is the payoff, I'm telling you. When I get a piece of feedback, I'm like, wow, somebody's listening. And you get that rush, just like a jackpot. So help podcast be addicting. Phone your favorite podcaster today. You can phone me at 888-563-3228 and do a last five and five or any insights you might have. Or, and usually... Just like Dan, if you send me something, I usually play your promo like this.
This is Dan Johnson with the Journey Inside My Mind podcast at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And if you come over and take a journey inside my mind, I'll be your host and your tour guide for a trip through lots of pod-safe music. We'll share a sound-seeing tour or two, lots about what goes on here in our home in Cincinnati, Ohio with me and my wife. And our daughter, who happens to be hard of hearing, yes, that can be an adventure in and of itself. So you'll want to come over and check that out at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. It's work safe, it's family safe, good for the entire family, and it's nutritious too. Did I mention it's free? jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. Background music provided by Josh Woodward off the PodSafe Music Network with the song Adventures of a Deaf Dreamer.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Journey inside my mind. I did
not hear a thing. All right, thank you, Dan. Hey, one last thing as we get out the door here. I found if you're looking for sound effects, this comes to me courtesy of Mike and Al over at ProjectStudioNetwork.com. Very cool podcast if you're into home recording and things like that. One of my favorite podcasts, actually, but then again, I'm a musician, so it may not apply to everybody, but I love it. Anyway, find this website. It's called, I just had it, soundsnap.com. In fact, this came from soundsnap.com. So you can go check. It's a place for sound effects and drum loops and things like that. Go over, obviously, you want to read the licensing and things like that, but looks pretty cool. And a lot of sounds, some of the loops were very homemade-ish, but again, it's... As they say over at Project Studio Network, it's free. Couple reminders also, we are giving away dog pack number 3 from sounddogs.com. Speaking of sound effects, all you have to do is if you are a member of the School of Podcasts, I'm going to be drawing this July 31st. If you're a member, obviously you're already in the drawing. And if you're not a member of the School of Podcasting and still want to participate, all you have to do is add me to your favorites at the Podcast Pickle. And like I said at the beginning of the show, back on show number 94, we interviewed Paul Colgan about one-to-one podcasting. You can actually save 15% off using the coupon code SOP121 for the pro version or SOP121V for the viral version. That runs out August 1st. So as we say here at the School of Podcasting, don't be tardy. Also, if you're going to the convention in California, right around the corner, now is the time to start buying your business cards and things like that. And I will be there speaking at the expo. So that's going to do it. I like to try to keep these under 15 minutes. I really do appreciate you turning or tuning into the School of Podcasting and some morning announcements. Again, our official website, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can find links there to our show notes as well as our contact information, which is 888-563-3228, or email me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com. Don't forget, Let's make podcasting addicting. Call your favorite podcaster today. Actually, call five of them. Why not? Right? Get on a roll. And speaking of five things, we are now, again, out of last five and fives. You heard Dan do it. Just call it in or, you know, record it if you're a podcaster and then email it to me at dave@schoolpodcasting.com or just send it in schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. They're the same things. Thanks again. That is our show. And until we meet again, class dismissed.